Father, thank you so for your son. Thank you in Jesus' name that, Lord, you have pierced our heart this morning. And thank you, Lord, that he is the faithful one. Thank you, God, for each and every journey here today. And Lord, thank you again that we know that it's your love. Your love is the only saving power. It's the only saving grace. Lord, time and time again, in our failure, in our shortcoming, Lord, in our unbelief, the faithful one, oh, he abides faithful. Lord, we just fall in such thanksgiving and gratitude upon that beautiful throne of grace. God, it is just almost too much. But Lord, we know it's even your love that constrains us. And God, thank you that it's your love that causes us to remain sober. Lord, for the sake of the message, God, for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. But Lord, someday to think that we shall have a body like unto your own glorious body. Oh God, that will fulfill in all of the adequate ways of how we could tell you to the ages to come, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, and God, in that praise, may you make it known in our hearts today the great love wherewith we are loved. Thank you for the faithful one, the only faithful one. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Someday I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to see his face. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My goodness, he's awesome. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 24 this morning. And as God has encouraged my heart, son, thank God for those teeth I gave you. We're going to eat some meat today. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And you know what? I'm going to let the Lord have his way. And by his Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. All right? I told you, no fluffing stuff. Going in. Hallelujah. And remember this, the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Praise his name. Genesis 24, a bride for Isaac. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. And I will make thee swear by the Lord of the God of heaven, the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, that's my family, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Man, praise the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, this story, you got to think about this. This story was sitting there for centuries, just sitting there. And I'm sure that most that read it thought, well, my goodness, this was just, you know, some genealogy thing, you know, telling us how it all came down. But brothers and sisters, I got to tell you something. I'm rejoicing in that we know. Oh, we know the mystery of the ages. Praise God. Even in those simple seven verses, it's all right there. The mystery of the ages. Maybe more apparent than anywhere in the Word of God. The Father's passion for His Son to have a wife. And notice exactly where that wife is coming out of. The family. That wife is coming out of the children. The family of God. Praise the Lord. Stay with me now. Jump on over. I told you, Bible time. Matthew 20. Let's go on over. Matthew chapter 20. Verse 20. And again, this is being spoken at this time before that mystery was revealed. Then came to him, this is to Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children and her sons worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She sayest unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now, I'll tell you what, this is thrilling stuff. The passion. Now again, only by His Spirit. And boy, are we going to get hit with that, I believe, today. But by His Spirit, the passion, so evident, of the Father for His Son to have a wife. For His Son to have a wife. And I'm going to tell you something, what a wife she is going to be. Oh. Matter of fact, let's read about her just a little bit here. John chapter 4. And in verse 23. But the hour cometh. And now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Praise the Lord. Now, I read these things, and I'm so thankful to God, I just sit there in awe of His love. I'm talking absolute awe. Jaw-dropping awe. To think, brothers and sisters, that the Father is not just observing things here. Oh, no. Mm-mm. He's overseeing. This is a Father that is intimately in this selection of the wife for His Son. Not just observing. Oh, no. He's overseeing this completion, her readying, and most importantly, choosing for His Son whom she will be. I think of our kids, you know, as you raise them up a little bit, you say, you know, honeys, that person might not just be the right person. And the God has encouraged my heart sometimes and said, you know what, maybe you're not the right person yet. Uh-oh, what did He say there? But brothers and sisters, what I'm saying here is you think how Jesus has completely humbled Himself to the Father, to the will of the Father, surrendering completely to the Father's plan, thanking God that He knows that His Father will do that which is right. And I think again how just innate in our flesh is to be disobedient. It is. We're not followers of God. We want to even be ornery with our own folks, and even in our own folks, and they might be loving and say, you know, honey, that might not be a good person for you to be with. Oh, what do you have the right to tell me? It's my choice. Yeah, it is your choice. But he that hath an ear better listen to what the Spirit saith to the churches. And it says to honor thy mother and father as unto the Lord. And brothers and sisters, and I'm talking to of all ages, surrender to God. Let God, I'll tell you what, you let God, and oh, you hadn't seen nothing yet. What a ride. What a union. What fruit. Praise be to God. What a privilege it is to surrender to the word of the Lord. Trust Him. He abides faithful. All right. Kind of jumped over there on a little, but we're coming right back. Now, brothers and sisters, His love for His Son and her perfect helpmate is really just beyond romantic. I think one of the greatest touching stories that's ever been told, as we read there about Rebekah and Isaac. But the beautiful thing about it, brothers and sisters, it's not just a story. Oh no. It's not just an event. It's the event of all ages. And it's coming. And praise be to God, it's a story beyond that's being authored and finished right now in them that believe. He's writing that in lives right now. Authoring that. Precious place. Again, this is all by the grace of God. This is all His doing. This is all His hand. And it's all by the word of His grace in them that believe. How awesome. Turn with me to Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. And read what it says so sweetly there. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. Listen to that. You being evil, know how good to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? See, even right there, you know that He's talking about the Father to His children. So obviously His children don't just have the Holy Ghost when they're His children. Listen to the word of the Lord. It's very simple. Ask Him. Ask Him and He'll freely give. He'll withhold nothing good. And let me tell you something. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's just the beginning. Full of the Holy Ghost. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, I read a verse like this and how He's right there to give us. Praise the Lord. That precious Holy Spirit so ready to do it. And it takes me right back to the thought of Genesis 24 where we started with the bride for Isaac. His dad sent the servant to find and woo Rebekah. And Jesus' dad, His Father, has sent the Holy Ghost to find and woo from among His family. I'm talking to you. Matter of fact, the Spirit's talking to you. To marry His Son. How perfect. How awesome. How undeniable the word of the Lord upon line and precept upon precept. Brothers and sisters, we live in a hallelujah time that they didn't even know about. See, maybe you're here the first time. Maybe you've been here a short time. Maybe you've been here a long time. And maybe this bridal message, brothers and sisters, really hasn't penetrated. Really hasn't hit you. Well, let's not put it off any longer. As we just read, ask for the Holy Ghost to tell you. And that's the only one that's going to tell you. That servant, that Holy Ghost, is the one that ministers the proposal to your life. And you see how freely, how accessible, how it's right there for you. Ask the Father for that Holy Spirit. Ask Him. I think about all the things we ask the Father for, and it's wonderful. Prayer in everything. Pray in everything. Ask Him, absolutely. But don't miss the best part. Lord, sure, I need to ask You to, Lord, I need food. I ask you to take care of my family. I ask you to, God, encourage my life, and all of these different things. But Lord, don't let me miss the best part. If I forget to ask about anything, don't let me forget to ask. I want that Holy Ghost. I want that fellowship. I want that communion. I want that moment by moment, praise the Lord, fellowship in hearing the proposal. I want to be enamored, praise God, with how much Jesus loves me. I want to hear about the story of the riches of that bridegroom. I want to know of that man. I want that to be the only power, because that's the only power that's going to be, that's going to ride me across on that stinky camel and ride me through all of that desert land. And I'm not going to see a thing, and I'm not going to eat and taste a lot of stuff, but a lot of sand and a lot of dirt. And I'm going to meet ones on the way that are going to say, oh, it's too rough. Oh, you got the halfway point. I'm telling you, man, you've seen enough. Go on back. Go back to the comfortable. Go back to your family. Just go back and accept the good. It's an okay place to be. No way! Brothers and sisters, this calling, this choosing that God has graced us with in His Word. Again, it's His Word. It's not in this building. It's not because of Living Waters Tabernacle. It's because the Word of His grace. He loves you. He's allowing us to hear and to feed upon the purpose and the plan, the pinnacle of it all. My son is going to have a wife, and he wants it to be you. He wants you to hear this today. He wants you to embrace this today. But brothers and sisters, as he says, I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Ghost. These are just going to be words to us. I have to be taught these things. The guide has to be that fellowship of my life. It's very clear in the Word as Jesus was speaking to his disciples, honeys, you've been with me. I love you. And I love you enough, I'm going to go. I'm going to go so the Comforter would come and will come. He's been with you. The Holy Ghost has been with you. And he shall be in you. And you're going to have power when he, the Holy Ghost, has come. Yeah, power to preach and all of these different things, but the power to ride that camel. You're going to have powerful ears to hear. You're going to have a heart that's going to take my grace. It's going to grow you up. You're going to realize that this isn't of yourself. This is of my doing. You're going to realize all the love of Christ in every dimension. You're going to see that I abide faithful. I am, as they sang, the faithful one. I am faithful and true. This is what I've purposed and I've planned. If you'll let me do it, I will perform that good work which I've begun. Now, do you see? I mean, he does. He serves it up on a platter. It's so simple. Man, I had a good steak last night. Thanks be to God. Oh, it was good. And I ate every bit. They brought a doggy bag, and I said, what you doing with that? I don't need that. I got good steak. I'm eating it all. I'm not gonna take a little bit later. I want every bit that he given me right now. You know why? Because he's gonna have more. He's gonna have more. He's gonna expand me. I get a little chubby. It's okay. It's okay. He likes fat sheep, and it's good. It's all right. Everybody's too worried about being skinny. Oh, I want to be fat for him. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he gives us a vision of what he's seeing in one another. It is so wonderful. Oh, you're so precious to Jesus. He wants you to grow up into him in all things. He wants you to take everything that he has. He wants you to rule and to reign jointly with him. He wants you to be the glory of the man. Oh, he does. He does. He does. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you, don't put it off any longer. See, he'd been waiting and waiting for you to receive this. He so patiently abides, doesn't he? And he's always there. See, the mystery of the ages, see, it's been revealed. We got to get happy about this. See, we look into this just for a moment, and then we look at other stuff, and we get bogged down with the things of this life, those chains that the enemy wants to give you. He can't put them on you. Whom he's made free is free indeed. You're free. I'm so tired of people saying, oh, I got these chains on me. You don't got any chains. You're holding the stupid chains. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. It's so wonderful, but you're never going to let him go till you look to him, until you see this word and you say, Lord, that's what I want, because Christ in me wants it. I get it, Lord. It's not of me. It's of Christ that liveth in me. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to live in defeat. I don't have to live in, oh, I wonder if I'm going to be in the bride today. I don't need to do that. I'm living to live in the throne with him. It's so wonderful. I love it. That's what he wants me to have. And I see it. And I know that he'll perform it. It's beyond. He comforts me with that. As things try to distract me and turn my head here and there. No, 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 no. He keep me in the way. And we're going that way because of Jesus. Turn with me to Ephesians 3. See, he's given this to us, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, he's got a feast. See, the jewel of all the ages, brothers and sisters. It's no longer hidden in the Word of God. He's made this known. It's everywhere. We just got to see this. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 2, he says here, Paul, oh yes, this is that chosen vessel unto me. Listen to what Brother Paul said. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word. See, it was given to me, this grace, the grace message. I tell you, see, a lot of people, they say, well, I preach the grace of God. Wonderful, I'm so thankful. But if you really preach the grace of God, you know where it'll lead? Into the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with Christ Jesus. If you're preaching anything else, you can call it what you want. You can call it the grace message. If it's not leading to the midst of the throne with him, it's not the grace message. It has parts, but then again, a little leaven will leaven it. It'll miss the mark, brothers and sisters. It's a narrow way, and it's all grace. Isn't it wonderful? Aren't we thankful? See, that's why we can just rest back and say, Lord, I know this is your workmanship, because I can't do it. Man, I mess up at every turn. You give me something to handle, where'd it go? Seriously, you got to do this. Well, I forgot. But see, he doesn't. He abides faithful. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus, and we can rest in that. And he says, you know what, honeys, you'll trust me. Even if you be otherwise minded, I will make it known unto you. Amen? See, I will. See, if you'll endure the chastening, if you'll endure this, because, and the only way you'll endure it is not because, well, I'm such a bold strength guy. No, because I realize you love me, Jesus. I'm just thankful. But if I'll endure that chastening, he'll deal with me as a son. Yeah. As a mature son, not just a baby, not just here's a lollipop and all this. No, he brings me right into the, I'm talking about a table for two kind of thing, you know. And he tells me, oh, son, here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan of the ages. You're going to rule and reign jointly with me. Oh, hallelujah. This glory that's mine, it's yours. Hallelujah. We're going to share this. That's what I want. Well, you know what? That's what I want too, because he wants it. I'm so grateful to God for that. Again, it's not to be ashamed of it. See, a lot of times we'll back away from these things because it's our self-righteousness. It really is. We get into guilt. We get in a lot of things. I don't care if it is guilt. I don't care if it is pride. I'm looking to myself and all of it. I can't achieve that. Well, there it is, I. Well, I'm worthy of that. Well, there it was. It was I. Brothers and sisters, it is finished. Oh, hallelujah. All right. Let's get back to Ephesians. You feast on this, you're not going to be hungry. You can stay a little longer. All right. Stay with it now. Stay with this. I'm serious. Turn them cell phones off. I pray you don't have them on. Don't do this. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me, the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, that's you, should be, not will be, this is a should be thing, because it's being offered, that you, saved ones, this is who he's speaking to, now should be fellow heirs. That means joint heirs as husband and wife and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Yes, yes, yes. See, brothers and sisters, it was hidden. It was hidden from the prophets. It was hidden from the sons of men. In Colossians, it tells us it was hidden from all generations, but is now made manifest to us. Yes, it's there. Again, he's serving it up. What are we doing with it? It's his precious pattern. It's his bride. And brothers and sisters, isn't it wonderful how it's just popping out all over the place? You cannot, by the grace of God, look into that word for very long. And here she comes. 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 I'm telling you, we are truly living Rebekahs. If we want it. Right there at the well. Right there at the well. Here's the well. Yes. How wonderful, brothers and sisters, right there. And see, we can't escape this. You can't. See, God's no respecter of persons. In Paul's gospel, Colossians 1:23, it said that Paul's gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. It says in 1 Timothy 2:4 that the Lord, his will, he would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That's your purpose-driven life, brothers and sisters. That's it. Quit chasing the empty rainbows. Stop it. That's the gift of all the ages. Brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. See, the truth is God so loved. God so loved. And see, God so loved that he didn't just give his son for salvation. But God so loved that he gave his son to set in motion the process, the plan, the provision, that now a wife would be made ready for his son. That the Father, I love this, that the Father would have his double portion. Oh, he would have his sons, but he will have a daughter-in-law too. Oh, and he will. Oh, yes, he will. And brothers and sisters, it's just so awesome to think of the manifold blessing that we can be to God. I can't tell you, I want to please my Father. He's been so, the words, they're just so short, but he's been so good to us. How inadequate just to say, I mean, his great love. I mean, I wish I could say more, and that's why I'm so thankful for the Holy Ghost and his language he gives me. But I ache to tell him thank you. I ache to really just give him all the gratitude for what he has given and what he's doing. But I'm getting how that happens, really. Son, take of what the Holy Ghost is telling you. He's taken all the things of mine and he's making them yours. Just take it. Just believe me, son. This is my plan, precious one. And brothers and sisters, I'm encouraged. I have an unction from the Lord today that we awaken to this height of glory. You want to be pleasing to God, this is it. Awaken to the height of glory. It's time to take flight. It really is. Ask him, Lord, wake me up to the privilege and to desire the privilege of this exalted rank of righteousness. That's what the crown of righteousness is. It is. If the meaning of it is it's an exalted rank. And it's not because, again, of me. It's to him. It's God be the glory. This is his workmanship. I want him to show off the masterpiece because it's his doing. See, that's what's so beautiful. And that's what's so wonderful. And really, that's what keeps us running and so encouraged in one another as God is allowing you to receive that grace to yield to him. And he never stops. I'm looking at some of the ones that have been here for years. Double me. Hallelujah. And it's so wonderful. They understand the learning curve of God still like this. Just never stops. Never stops. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, the privilege to be made his glory, to be glorified together with him. Again, as we read in Luke 11, to ask the Father. See, you want to get this? You say, man, what that guy's talking about, that sounds pretty good. Ask the Father. He's not going to withhold anything good. And he tells you exactly how to ask. See, this mom, she was asking something emotional in her request. Yeah, oh, this is good. I want my sons. See, right there, you got to step back. Now, I want my Lord. See, I don't want to ask amiss for me. Lord, I want you to have your way. Lord, I want you to have your perfect will. And it's so wonderful. We don't have to guess. We don't have to ask amiss, do we? He says, ask for my Holy Spirit. Ask, praise God, yield. God, give me the encouragement, hallelujah, to surrender to that Holy Ghost wooing, that I would be still. Oh my goodness, how could we not be still to accept all the things of Christ? Lord, pour them on me. Don't let me thrash around like a child. Don't let me be distracted as just a young teen. God, singleness of heart, singleness of purpose, singleness of mind. But brothers and sisters, I point us right back to it's the Holy Ghost. You know it. It is that desire, brothers and sisters, that we need to have and to know the very perfect will of God and to thank him for it, to say, Lord, thank you that you've allowed me to see this. But as we close this up, really, I know because I'm right in there with you. Lord, cause me to yield to it. Yeah. Lord, I don't want to see these things afar off anymore. I want to get down in there. I want to be as that precious prophet, as he was sitting there watching the prophet go. And the Lord God encouraged that life. I want a double portion of that. I'm not just going to watch the takeoff from over here and say, wow, that was something to watch. I want to get out in there and say, my goodness, I almost went too because I was grabbing up. But what came down, hallelujah, is the double portion. Now, brothers and sisters, really, it's spirit and truth. And here it is. And it is. It's a cookie on the shelf. It's just a cookie on the shelf. Only the Holy Ghost, only the Holy Ghost, only the Spirit can bring all truth. Only the Spirit. These are not my words. As Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't understand them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all. And that word all is there because that's what we have a God that's all in all. He will guide you into all truth. Amen? Are we with him? Amen? Amen? Amen. Now, isn't that all truth? There's something else that the Holy Ghost does that only the Holy Ghost can do. He takes all love and he sheds it abroad in your heart. Truth in love. For I could have faith, brothers and sisters, to move mountains. Oh, I could speak with the tongue of men and angels. I could give all my money to the poor. I could even understand all mysteries. but without the love of God. I'm telling you, without the agape love of God. And I'm telling you, that agape love of God, there's a rejoicing, there's a joy unspeakable. You can't contain it. Quit trying to contain it. Quit trying to say, oh, that's really not me. It is you. Because Christ liveth in you. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. But without that agape love, all of this profits you nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't we thankful? It's not just God help us, but hallelujah, God's for us. He is for you, and He's for you in this. Believe Him today. Trust Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. God, thank you for the sweet praise. Thank you for the sweet praise. Lord, thank you that you convict our hearts, Lord God, and the chastening that's going on today, Lord Jesus. And Lord, really, God, help us. Lovest thou me more than these? Lord, it really is coming down to that. As you press that brother Peter, do you love me? Lord, help us to get to the point right now today. Lord, thou knowest. Lord God, you gave me this heart. Lord God, you're feeding this heart. Lord God, it's the very heart that's after the very heart of God. Lord, I know, because Lord, you said that you want this, you will, and you desire. Lord, thank you for these lives that again have come unto you this day. Thank you, Lord, for the surrendered hearts. And God, thank you again that, again, all to our privilege, but Lord, we're redeeming the time. We're giving heed to the things that you have said. And Lord, thank you that we come to praise the champion of our faith. Lord, thanking you for the one that is faithful and true. And God, may we rest as we go this day, that again, that you are able. You are the one that is able, and you are the one that is willing, and you are the one that is all powerful, and you will perform the good work which you've begun. Help us to desire it. In Jesus' name, amen.